Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah.
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Monday, May 24th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. A growing body of research is showing that dogs can sniff out COVID-19. These dogs can be trained relatively quickly and have a pretty good success rate, sometimes doing better than rapid antigen tests. Some companies and countries are now getting ready to deploy these pups to help screen large amounts of people quickly for things like sporting events and more. Ruth Bender, reporter at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for how dogs can detect the coronavirus. Thanks for joining us, Ruth.
Thanks for having me.
Wanted to talk about something we've talked about in the podcast before, very early in these kind of studies that were going on during the pandemic, about using dogs to possibly sniff out people that might be infected with COVID-19. There's been a number of studies that have been ongoing, and now the research is starting to mount, and it's showing that dogs can kind of reliably sniff out people that have COVID-19, and people want to use this at sporting events, airports, different things. It has a bunch of different applications where, you know, it could be a lot quicker than doing one of those quick tests for COVID. So Ruth, tell us a little bit about what we're seeing now.
Yeah, so a lot of work has been done on this basically since the start of the pandemic. Several researchers, scientists, but also dog trainers, private companies that have done trials and scientific studies. And all of them have found really strong evidence to suggest that the dogs can very reliably detect COVID-19 in humans. The WHO is now coordinating an international group of researchers to advance on this subject. It has over 40 participants already, and they regularly exchange their latest findings to advance faster on actually being able to deploy the dogs around the world. So different countries are in different stages. The Emirates has been putting a lot of money into this very early, and they're already using the dogs very broadly, police, but also at borders, at malls, they have these mobile units that go to crowded living facilities to kind of do an early screening of people and try to really quickly seek out the infected people in clusters and then do additional testing on them. In Europe, they're still testing and there's some trials going on, but a little more hesitant. And in the US, we've seen a lot of private companies now using dogs for events as public life gradually resumes.
Yeah, we all know that dogs have excellent smelling. They have 300 million scent receptors compared to humans have just about roughly 5 million there. So when these dogs are sniffing out for this, they're sniffing out for sensitivity and specificity. I guess that's how they judge how well they're doing it. So give us some of those numbers. How well are dogs capable of sniffing this out?
The numbers vary slightly, but overall, the sensitivity especially, so the capacity of detecting an infection correctly, is sort of between mid sort of 82% up to almost 100%. So a lot of individual trials have come out at around 95%, which is pretty high and according to some research we've seen, could be higher than some of the antigen rapid tests out there. That's at least what researchers believe, that they can detect it more reliably because they are probably able to also detect the virus possibly earlier in the stage of infection than some of these other tests. Right. So there's still some things that need to be defined and verified in further studies, they say, but the evidence so far is very strong to suggest that they could be super accurate and super fast.
Yeah, one of the dogs you mentioned in the story, I think her name is Buffy, she was able to sniff somebody out who had tested negative at the moment, but later came down with it. So kind of getting that scent even before the tests were even able to capture it. So that's just pretty amazing. And tell us a little bit more about Buffy, because you did talk about her in the piece a little bit.
That particular case you mentioned, I think, was actually at one of the other companies. The hospital that's using her in Florida started training her a couple of months ago. She was just a regular dog, and the dog trainer started testing her to sense general smells, odors, and then trained her for a couple of months specifically on COVID-19. And there again, their results, you know, there's no scientific study behind it, but their individual trials showed a sensitivity of 95%, and that convinced the hospital CEO to give it a try and hire her. So she's around 3 days a week, and she's at the door. She's with a dog handler, and it's all voluntary. You know, the people who don't like dogs or afraid of them and don't want them to participate, they don't have to.
Right.
But basically, she comes and sniffs the shoes, and if she detects a sense that she identifies as COVID positive, then she sits down and she gets a treat, and the person's then asked to take an additional test.
Yeah.
And so she's become also kind of a mascot of the hospital. The CEO told me, you know, everybody kind of likes her, and she's helped staff and visitors, again, feel a little more comfortable going into a hospital, which for a long time was something very daunting, right?
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I love dog stories. So all this sounds very cute to me, to see her actually doing her work and everything. But as you mentioned, you know, a lot of places, well, it's not like a specifically sanctioned thing, these sniffer dogs. A lot of companies and governments are looking forward to using it just because of the speed. I mean, you know, these dogs can kind of sniff out 200 to 300 people in a sitting versus, you know, taking the time to do the nasal swabs and all that. So the time element is really important with this.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, there are still unanswered questions, and you know, governments want to make sure that there's no false results that could be misleading before they really roll it out. So that's why researchers are saying there's still some more testing that needs to be done. But generally, they see this as potentially a really effective additional testing method. It's not supposed to replace all the tests we know these days, you know, nasal swabs, rapid antigen, or whether it's lab-based testing. But, you know, it could serve as a very quick and efficient and cheap way to screen large crowds of people.
Right.
When people return to the movies, when people return to the malls, when people return to concerts. And then when there is a positive case, you can always verify that with additional testing. But you can't do that with 200 people at the same time.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a very important distinction right there. This is in addition to all the other safety precautions. And when you're doing things like sporting events, airports, all that with the large volumes of people, this could help out a lot. Ruth Bender, reporter at The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on
people that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.